don't be scared to try new things. That's what led me to trying the college courses, starting that, doing those things, not being afraid to speak in front of 30, 40, 50 people at a time and share my education with them, not feeling like I'm trying to, you know, give away free stuff. I mean, that's not holding that stuff back, but just sharing what I know, how I can help people and helping make sure that they're doing the best for themselves. That's what helped.
You're listening to Wealthy Advisor Mindset Podcast, a show dedicated to helping financial advisors grow their AUM while enjoying a great quality of life by creating a high performance mindset. Guiding you on this podcast is none other than Nina Cook, a seasoned mindset coach who has worked with hundreds of business owners over the last decade to dissolve all their self-sabotaging behaviors and habits to achieve their business goals so they can have a much bigger impact and make much more money. Throughout the show, we'll deliver actionable strategies to grow your practice more easily and quickly, while revealing the incredible possibilities that emerge when you tap into your best self. Ready for a breakthrough that amplifies your impact and profits? Let's dive in.
Nathan, it's so wonderful to have you here. I'd love to introduce you to my audience. Nathan O'Brien is the founder of O'Brien & Associates, Inc., a registered investment advisory firm in the state of Tennessee. He's been helping people plan for retirement and their financial futures for more than 20 years. Nathan possesses the Chartered Retirement Planning Counselor designation from the College of Financial Planning and focuses on retirement planning and investment management for his clients. Nathan also hosts a podcast called The Financial Answer. Nathan, it's so great to have you here. We were chatting before we started the recording, and you are one of those, I would say, few entrepreneurs, because I call us entrepreneurs, anyone's got their own business, I call an entrepreneur.
That's right.
He's in a very sweet spot right now, which I'd love to explore with you more. But first of all, I'd love to know a little bit about your journey and how you've got to be at this place here doing what you do.
Yes, absolutely. First of all, thank you for having me on your podcast. That's an honor, definitely, to do this. So, I started out as a broker, as an insurance broker years ago. And when I started that podcast or started the working as an advisor working in that business, I really had a tough time just coming across with how I and, you know, what I wanted to do, what I enjoyed doing. I was really successful as a broker, as an insurance broker. I did really well with that. Top, you know, producer with the company, but I just really wasn't comfortable with what I was doing. I didn't really enjoy it and just love it. So that kind of got me in a transition mood to something that I enjoyed more, dealing with finances, dealing with investing, financial planning, retirement planning. That was really just something that I loved, enjoyed tremendously. So I made the transition over to that side of the industry. And from there, that was perfect for me. It just helped me to really be able to take off. It was a huge interest of mine, a great field for me personally. I've always enjoyed that side of the business and being able to do that. And so I transitioned completely into that and started that, started a registered investment advisory firm, got my licenses for all of those things, and then just continued from there. Started out in a really tiny town. My hometown's only about 3,500 people, very small. And that was hard at first, just the starting a brand new advisory business with that. I was young. I was 25 years old. Nobody trusted me. Nobody knew anything about me except, you know, that I just grew up in the town. And so that was a hurdle, definitely, that I had to overcome. But I really think, you know, a lot of what your podcast is about is the mindset, you know, the mindset of never giving up, maybe. And that was a big help for me. You know, there was a lot of struggles I had early on, a lot of good decisions, a lot of really bad decisions as well, and not not quitting with those bad decisions that that really made a difference for me. And knowing that, you know, ultimately I can help. I can be a benefit to people because I care about people. I understand what they're trying to do and trying to help them with that. So that was really kind of what got me in this business, just not enjoying what I was doing at the time and saw this side of the industry and made a transition there. And it's really taken off and been fantastic for me.
Wonderful. Did you have periods where you felt you were stuck, where you felt you were stuck maybe at a particular income level or a type of client that you wanted to get beyond that? And when you were in those periods where you felt that you weren't progressing, how did you deal with that and how did you get past that stuck period?
Yeah, definitely. There was a time when I was stuck. I felt like I just wasn't growing like I wanted to. And really that comes into, you know, how you've had Dan Capril on a podcast in the past. And Dan was really beneficial with that. Yes, that's awesome. He was, and Dan is great. Dan and I, first of all, are really good friends, but Dan was great at being able to just look at how I was doing things and just say, you know, try this and see what you think, or try that. You know, he had a ton of experience and he was really good at being able to just look at that with me and say, here's what I think you will be able to succeed at doing. And so, yes, I mean, there was definitely a time where I feel like I kind of had plateaued with my business. We grew to a certain level of assets and clients, and then it just kind of sat stagnant there for a little while. And so I started listening to that. Really, one of the big things that was a benefit to me and my clients tremendously was I started teaching a retirement planning class as an adult ed program at one of the local community colleges. And that really, number one, just kind of got the word out for people around this area that, you know, that's what I do. That's how I can help people. And just to me, the transition from, I guess, really selling, I don't know that I ever really felt like I was selling. You are, of course, as an advisor, you're selling all the time, but I don't really, that wasn't my focus, but I guess really the transition from that to education and just trying to help people understand more and be wise with their decisions and make good decisions with that thing. That was the big shift, I think, with what we started doing and growing with our clients. It was a tremendous impact with the firm at that point.
Yeah, that's a really nice way of... because you're obviously supplying a lot of value to the community. They get to know about you and your expertise, and that's a great way to get clients.
That's exactly what seemed to happen with that. Yeah. I mean, just a big transition there. And we started getting a lot of referrals that way, you know, with that over time. So that made a big difference.
Yeah. And did it feel organic for you that, you know, you were able to give this lovely information out and people were able to respond in that way?
Yes, to some extent. There was still a lot of work that was involved with that and a lot of marketing, I would say, but it was really specific marketing, not just kind of throwing a blanket out. You know, it was really just very focused on who we wanted to talk to, who we wanted to work with. And, you know, we were looking for X, Y, Z. That's the exact person we are looking for or type of individual we are looking for. And that really helped tremendously, you know, and doing that made a big impact on, number one, our marketing dollars were really being more focused and working much more efficiently for us. But then from there, once we started getting that type of client more and more, they started telling their friends that were that type of client more and more. And it just really, the organic part really started happening at that point. And just referrals and just business was fun, you know, and it started into being something that I extremely enjoyed, not just because things were going well, new client wise or whatever. It was because things were fun. I enjoyed it. And I think that's where a lot of advisors kind of get stuck and stay there for a long time. Maybe they're doing something they don't necessarily enjoy. Maybe they're focusing on just working with we always hear work with doctors, work with attorneys, work with all these people. Maybe you don't like that, you know, maybe that's not something that you enjoy. So figure out what that niche is for you and go from there.
Yeah, great advice. You obviously contact with financial advisors, and they come in all different shapes and forms. We're all unique in our thinking. Right. What do you see as the mindset challenges that trip up so many of them and keep them from achieving their goals?
I've talked to Dan about this in the past, but to me, it seems like a lot of advisors are just stubborn and stuck in their ways, you know? And so they're not willing to try something new. They're not willing to learn. They're not willing to really focus and pay attention. And, you know, a lot of times we as advisors, we get to a level where it's comfortable, you know, we're comfortable income wise or whatever, or we're comfortable with our clients. And, you know, maybe you want to grow from there, maybe you don't. If you want to grow from there, probably you're going to have to do something that's out of the box. And so maybe do something a little bit different. So it's amazing to me. I sit in meetings, things like that across the country with, you know, hundreds or even thousands of advisors sitting in a room. And it's the same people that I've seen for 20 years, and they ask the same dumb questions. And I don't understand that. You know, it's like, pay attention, learn, try to grow, try to be better. And a lot of people don't. And so I know that's kind of blunt and kind of straightforward there, but I feel like that's something where a lot of advisors don't really try to just improve and have the mindset of, I need to do better. I need to pay attention to this and learn and focus and do better for my clients so I can be a benefit to them.
Yeah. And COVID obviously was such a game changer in terms of
how
we could market and how we're going to start getting new leads. We have, you know, people who adapted to that obviously were much more successful than the people who didn't adapt to it, because it has things. It's changed the way that clients now interact with their advisors.
How
advisors going to get leads? It's a different landscape to a certain extent.
Absolutely. It's definitely easier to do Zoom meetings, things like that. It's easy for an advisor now to be remote and not have to be tied to the office. That's a good thing. And that can be a curse also. I mean, a lot of times, if you're not disciplined, that can be, you know, something that leads to you not wanting to work every day or something like that. And so it has freed up, you know, the ability to just meet new people very easily, even across the country. And so, you know, the state boundaries or whatever are not an issue anymore with that, or even just your local market is not an issue anymore. It's easy to talk to people in all parts of the country. We have clients all over the United States now, and it's easy to have that relationship, have that communication, just like you're in Europe and I'm sitting here in Tennessee and in the United States. And it's just, it's easy for us to do this.
Are you frustrated with your inability to take the next steps to grow your practice and worry that your same old tired strategies don't seem to work any longer? If this is you, then listen up. Nina has spent the last two decades coaching financial advisors and has cracked the code to growing AUMs, hitting bigger profits in your business, and achieving a higher quality of life. You can now get access to those secrets in her game-changing book, Renegade Mindset, a financial advisor's guide to a peak performance mindset. In the book, Nina will share her proven process for success to take you from chasing clients to attracting high-paying ones by creating a success-driven mindset. So, if you're struggling with stagnation, then this could give you the breakthrough you've been searching for. This is different to anything you may have come across before. For being an awesome listener to this podcast, our team would like to gift you a free copy of the book, Renegade Mindset, a financial advisor's guide to a peak performance mindset. You can get your free copy at ninabook.org. You only have to pay for shipping and handling. Once again, the link to get a free copy of this book is ninabook.org. The link is also in the description. Don't miss out on this exclusive opportunity to grow your AUM and stop hustling for your next client. Now, back to the show.
You spoke about financial advice that some of them are not willing to try something new. Do you think it's because there's a fear of taking a risk And if they'd spend some time and money and effort, maybe trying a new marketing process, etc., it may not work. So they kind of decide it's not going to work before they try it, which means you never get to change anything.
That's exactly right. And I understand that fear, because every advisor wastes a lot of money, you know, air quotes here, but wastes a lot of money with marketing dollars. And so we want to be cautious about that and careful about that. But, you know, to a fault, a lot of times that's what happens with this. And so, yes, I do think you do need to try new things. But I do see also advisors just constantly trying all new things all the time and not focusing on anything. So, yes, try new things, but find something that you enjoy that works and focus on that you are just happy with, I would say. And I think that mindset there of, you know, well, I need to be at a billion in assets or whatever. I mean, that's what the marketing companies put in our mind. That's not what a lot of people really truly want. I mean, I have found that for me personally, my wife works with me as well. For us, it's great just to have the two of us in the office. We've had other staff in the past, and it's fine, but it also adds a lot more headaches. It adds a lot more work. It adds a lot more responsibility there. And I don't like that as much. Some people do. Some people want to have 10, 15, 20 people underneath them. And that's fine. If you enjoy that and focus on that, that's great. But don't be scared to try new things. That's what led me to trying the college courses, starting that, doing those things, not being afraid to speak in front of 30, 40, 50 people at a time and share my education with them, not feeling like I'm trying to, you know, give away free stuff. I mean, that's, you know, not holding that stuff back, but just sharing what I know, how I can help people, and helping make sure that they're doing the best for themselves. That's what helped me grow to where we are today, helped us grow to where we are today.
And you talked about, well, before we started the recording, we were chatting about your lifestyle, and you'd shared that you and your wife just spent a whole month in January in Montana. That is a stuff of dreams for many business owners, because they can't get away from the office. They were working very hard, or they're working very long hours, not necessarily on the right activities, but they're spending a lot of time in the office. They feel they can't step away. And it leads to exhaustion, it leads to stress, resentment, and it takes away from family life. So what's, you know, you talked a little bit about your business, but how have you managed to get to this place where you've got a really comfortable income, you know, you've got time with your wife? How did you get to this place, and what role did your mindset play in your growth and your success? It doesn't happen by accident, does it?
Right. No,
there were so many different routes you could have gone down. You could have gone down a route that blocked you, but you managed to find a way through this. So how did you do it?
Right. Well, I think that, you know, definitely mindset had a huge impact for me. And years and years ago, I had just set goals. You know, I said, this is where I'd like to be. And then when I got to that, at first it was about money, you know, just income. And that was fine, you know, but what I found over time is that that was not what gave me happiness or satisfaction with my job. And so I would say, well, I want to, you know, at that point, I would want to help this amount of people. And then, you know, we got to there, and then, well, I want to try this. And so I just kind of kept, once the goal was in front of me, I kept focus on that, and I kept doing that, and I kept trying to reach that. And then once I got there, then I would set something else and do that. And now, I mean, gosh, we're probably double in assets under management of the highest goal that I ever dreamed of. And so, it's worked out really well. And the big fear you talked about, us being in Montana, the big fear that I had, because I was getting a little bit stressed out, a little bit tense with work and things, just kind of that that momentum that we had was just kept rolling and rolling. And I found myself busier and busier with that. And so I talked to my wife and talked to Dan. I was like, I'm taking some time and I'm just going to go and see how this works. And of course, that was very scary to me to go and be away from the office for a month, a little over a month, actually. And when we were doing that, of course, we still worked remotely from Montana. With the internet, we can do our job very well that way. So we did that and really found that, man, you're not as tied to that as you think. It was really nice. Our clients were great with that, had zero complaints, no issues at all from any of our clients, which, by the way, we have a great group of clients. So I don't know that everyone can do that. But I do think that that is, if that's a goal of yours as an advisor, then you can definitely take that and set that as a priority and try to get to that point. And it's just never quitting. You know, that's ultimately it, is never quit. And, you know, I mean, there were times at one point my wife and I had $63,000 in credit card debt because we were trying to grow this business and trying to get to that point. And that sounds dumb as an advisor to have that much in credit card debt. And it was, but that was just us making it work, you know, trying to make it happen and not giving up on the goals. And we don't have any of that, any of the debt now with that. So it's been good and it's worked out. And I think the mindset of never giving up has been a big impact for me and just helped me to achieve where we are today.
How do you deal with setbacks? Because obviously we all have setbacks, not just in business, but absolutely, in life, it happens regularly. How do you pick yourself up after something doesn't work out the way you wanted it to?
Yeah, I think, you know, one of the things I've learned over time is setbacks are going to happen. You know, as I've gotten older, I've had a lot of setbacks throughout my life that have been some small, some big. I think as you get older, you do realize that, you know, if I keep on, everything's going to be okay. For the most part, that's the case. But to me, my faith has been a tremendous impact for me. So faith in God, reliance that He's got this no matter what, that's been a huge impact for me and been a big help for me over time. So, you know, I give all the credit of everything that I've achieved in my life to Him. So that is the blessings that He's given to me. He's given me the ability to be able to communicate well with clients, to be able to do these things. So setbacks are going to happen, but also just, again, not giving up at that time and having trust and faith that, you know, things are going to work out. Things will be good going forward. That's what I rely on. That's what's helped me through all the tough times, the setbacks that I've had in life.
That's very comforting. So in terms of, there's a big part here for success, and that is implementing. You get an idea, and I want you to give a shout out to Dan Capril for any of our listeners who don't know who he is. If you check out my very first interview I did for this podcast, it's a financial advisor called Dan Capril, good friend of both mine and Nathan's, and he has an incredible marketing training to help financial advisors get more clients. It's called Advisor Architect, and I would highly recommend that you go and check it out. If more leads and more clients, more profits is something you're looking for. I know Nathan has been a client or is a client of Dan's, and I know you think and speak very highly of him. In Absolutely. Terms of implementing, you could hear an idea. So Dan could say, how about doing this? But a lot of people don't do it. They say, yeah, I'll get around to doing it. So are you someone who focuses on a project, starts it and finishes it? Or do you get distracted midway because there are so many shiny objects to pursue, especially marketing right now?
That's right. No, I have my mentality. I'm a very focused individual for the most part. When I choose to do something, I do stay focused on that. That's a blessing and a curse, my wife would tell you. And so there are things that that I'm able to do there. And I think that's been a big benefit to me. So being laser focused on things has helped to achieve those goals and stay disciplined to that. You know, and even even at times, maybe doing things that I really shouldn't have been doing, but I was focused on it and trying to make it work and trying to continue that route. So maybe just being stubborn. I don't know if that's focused or stubborn there with that, but I think there may have been some of both. But I do think the focus has got to be the answer, with that. You've got to, again, to me, it comes back to figure out what you enjoy, what you love with this business. If you're an advisor, figure out what you love and just make that your focus. And life is so much more fun when you do that. It's so much easier to learn more, to be an expert on that, to enjoy that, and just to be beneficial to those people you are working with. And so the focus in that, whatever that area is for you, whether it's working with women or working with retirees or working with whatever, doctors, whatever, it doesn't matter, but just make sure that you choose that focus and it's something that you enjoy, not something that necessarily Dan has told you or Nina has told you, whatever. It's something that you particularly enjoy and make it work from there.
Yeah, this goes back to when you were talking about your goals. You were clear about your goals, that even when times were tough, you had this, you know, this vision there that you knew you could achieve and, you know, it was going to come to you sooner or later. I think a lot of people don't have clear goals. They have very fuzzy ideas of what they kind of want in life, but they don't sit right down and think, what do I really, truly want? Not what my... Right. You know, not what anyone else wants for me, because plenty of people give us their goals. You know, what do I really, truly want? And, you know, being quite selfish in a way. And that piece of thinking is really important for life. And I've heard there's been studies of people who write down their goals, people who have vision boards. I'm just looking at my vision board there. They tend to be the ones who achieve their goals more than the people who don't really set down goals and sort of just go with what was happening and react to life.
I agree with that 100%. I mean, my wife and I, prime example of that. We did that with business, but we also did that personally with a house. Actually, it was kind of unusual, but we did that with our house, and we found a house plan that we knew we could not afford. And it was an amazing, beautiful house for us. And we were both like, you know, if we can, one day we would like to do that. And we, you know, we set that as a goal. And we set that, actually had plans and pictures of that and everything. And we were actually going to build another house. And that plan happened to pop up. We had actually purchased plans for another house, and that plan popped up one day. And I told my wife, I was like, we're doing this. I think we can do this. And from just sitting down with her, talking about it, looking at things, we were able to actually build our dream house at that point. And something that we thought we would never be able to do. And again, just setting that goal years and years before that, and saying, hey, this is something that we would like to achieve and like to be able to do at some point. And we were fortunately able to do that. And again, I did that with business. I've done that with a lot of things in life. And so that's been a big help for me to stay focused, to stay disciplined on what I'm trying to do and what I'm trying to accomplish. And again, I think it, you know, that really just helps with focus and with that mindset of staying on track with what you are trying to build or what you are trying to accomplish.
Wonderful. I love that. What would you say is the biggest lesson that life has taught you so far?
Biggest lesson? I would say never give up, for sure. That's been a big impact on me. But for the most part, do what you do, you know, and don't just try to do what you see somebody that's successful or whatever. Don't try to do what they do. Do what you do. Be happy with what you do. Don't spend your whole life being miserable with something just because you're trying to make a dollar or whatever, and don't spend that time with those things. That's been one of the biggest lessons in my life. And also finally understanding money doesn't make me happy. So I hear that my whole life. I've heard that my whole life, but I didn't believe that. So
what does make you happy?
Oh my goodness. My family, my family makes me happy. My hobbies, things that I enjoy, my faith makes me happy. Those things are things that matter to me. Money is important. I think it helps with all of those other things I just mentioned, but gosh, the happiness, when I think back about happy things in life, it's not because I made a big chunk of money at some point. It's because I did something fun with my wife and my kids, or did something with my church, or did something with whatever that has had more of an impact on me than anything financial wise.
That's a great place to finish. How can our listeners find out more about you and the amazing work you're doing?
Well, thank you. We have a great podcast as well. It's called The Financial Answer. You can go to thefinancialanswer.com, or you can find us at investorcoach.net. So either one of those websites are great. And that's a good way to find out more about what we do and how we do it.
Sounds good. I would recommend that you all go and check out the podcast and take a look at what Nathan's doing. Nathan, thank you so much for being here. It's been such a pleasure spending this time with you. For everyone who's been watching and listening, thank you so much for your company. Till next time. Bye-bye for now.
I hope you enjoyed the episode today on the Wealthy Advisor Mindset. Make sure to hit subscribe on your chosen platform to get notifications on upcoming episodes. If this episode made you think of someone who you think would benefit from listening to it, then go ahead, take a screenshot, and share this episode with them, or post it on your social media to share with your friends and colleagues. You can catch the show notes for this episode and any mentioned links in the description. If you are a financial advisor who is struggling to grow your AUM and profits while creating a great work-life balance, and you know it's because your mindset is stopping you, or you have a specific challenge in mind that you would love Nina's feedback on, go to chatwithnina.org and grab a time that works best for you. We'd love to see if we can help you. Once again, it's chatwithnina.org. We will see you in the next episode.